Hi, and welcome to the first episode of Lost in the Stars podcast. I am your host, Maddie. So a little bit about me before I share my story that I have prepared for you all today. I am 16 years old. I am an aspiring screenwriter. That's my dream, to have my work shown on the big screen. I love books. I love writing. You will get to know me more as the episodes go on and through my stories, and I am really excited to share them all with you. So, I really hope you enjoy the story, and please feel free to give any feedback or suggestions, any improvements or criticism. I'm always open to constructive criticism so I can make my work better. You guys, if you have any thoughts about the story, or you'd like to discuss it or talk about anything, go to my Instagram page. It's Lost in the Stars podcast, and instead of spaces, it's just periods. Go follow on Instagram and subscribe to the show and leave a 5-star review and a comment. That would be very much appreciated. And yeah, I hope you enjoy. So this story is called A Carnation and a Daisy by me. And I'm sorry in advance if my acting of the voices is not the best. I'm not an actor, I'm a writer, so please do not focus on that. I hope you enjoy. This world didn't fit me. I sat on my dorm room bed staring out the window, and that was all I could think about. I already rearranged my books 3 times, made 5 different playlists, watched a movie, and got something to eat. I was in New York City. New York City, the place that was supposedly filled with excitement and adventure on every block. Yet somehow, I was sitting in my room, still bored out of my mind. That was one of the reasons I wanted to go to school in the city. Everyone told me that I could never be bored in a place as exciting as New York. After feeling trapped in a small town my whole life, I needed to be somewhere that would excite my soul. Place where the possibilities were as endless as the beautiful horizon painting the cityscape. But after a few months here, I felt like I had already done everything. I decided to do something that I saw online a few days ago. These 2 people had Siri pick which direction they would go at each turn and for how long. They ended up at a McDonald's. I was bored, and boredom makes a person do unconventional things, so I was like, why not? I walked out of the dorm building and started on this little journey. Hey Siri, I said into my phone. Mm-hmm, she responded. Should I turn left or right?
Here's 7 by Prince and the new power generation.
Oh. All 7 and we'll watch them fall. I'm so sorry, my Siri just went off. Continuing, sorry about that. Should I turn left or right? Left. How long should I walk that way? 10 minutes. 10 minutes? That's a long time, I said as I put my phone in my pocket. After about 1 hour of walking and listening to Folklore by Taylor Swift, Siri finally told me to stop. I arrived in front of a quaint bookstore. It was a small red brick store between a restaurant and a clothing shop. Golden fairy lights intertwined with the vines hanging along the shop sides. The steps on the left led to the entrance door, and a small fern plant was on the windowsill. I entered, and I was in immediate disbelief. The bibliophile part of me was filled with happiness. Anyone who loves books would have fainted out of excitement if they ever stepped into that store. The bookshelves reached the top of the short ceiling, and the books spilled all over the tables and onto the floor. There were beautiful antique paintings and fairy lights hovering through the entire shop, and the dim lighting created the perfect ambiance. There was even a record section. I stood there momentarily in complete awe, my mouth agape as I stared at the enchanted wonderland I was in. Once my shock of how stunningly gorgeous that place was settled down, I slowly made my way through the sections. My hands grazed over the old leather-bound books and then to the modern ones. I really wanted to buy some, but the downside of being a college student in New York is that you have no money and everything is so much more expensive. So I just took a picture of all the books that intrigued me so I could come back another time and buy it. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw a flash of yellow fly by me. I quickly turned around and saw nothing. I looked closely, trying to find that glowing yellow blur. Suddenly, I heard someone say sweetly, "Hello, darling." I quickly turned around and saw a tiny old woman holding a couple of books. She had gray hair and green eyes. She wore a flowy, light yellow dress patterned with flowers and had a glowing aura. "Hi," I said. "I love your bookstore. This is yours, right?" "Yes, it is," she replied. "How long have you owned this place? It seems so old, but in, like, a cool, good way," I said as I gazed all along the walls full of books. "Oh, a very, very long time, darling. Is there anything I can help you with?" "Yeah, this place is so magical, I don't even know where to start. Where are your fantasy books? Any specific subgenres?" "I don't know, something with long journeys, sword fights, dragons, princes, and princesses. I know that's not a subgenre, but just a book that's exciting." "You like adventures?" "Oh, I love them. This world just isn't as exciting as books, you know? And I feel like there's so much more to see in fantasy books. For example, today, I literally have nothing exciting planned, and I don't want it to go to waste, so why not escape to some place that is exciting?" "Well then, I know the perfect place to find what you're looking for." She slowly walked towards the checkout counter, and I followed closely behind her. The wall behind it was filled with keys. Some were gold, some silver. There were big keys and small keys. Some of them had gemstones on them, and some had extravagant designs. The old woman took a gold key with an orange and white gemstone embedded in it off the wall. I had a perplexed look on my face as she handed it to me. "A key?" She then walked towards one section of the bookstore. She took a book off a shelf, which revealed a keyhole. "No way. You have secret book rooms? That is literally the coolest thing ever." "This will give you what you need." "Should I close the bookshelf door thing?" "Close it." "How will I know which one to open so I can come back?" "The way back will be easy once you get what you need." I shrugged. "Okay." I inserted the key into the keyhole, twisted it, and the door opened. Behind that closed door was the most exquisite library I'd ever seen. The white walls reached high in the sky, and several glass cupolas allowed sunlight to reflect on the white tiled floor. There were gold adornments, diamond chandeliers, and aisles of books. I stared in complete shock. I didn't know that the bookstore could get any better. "I can't believe I didn't see this from the outside." I turned around, but the old lady was gone. I slowly stepped through the doorway, took a few more steps into the library, put the key in my pocket, and shut the door behind me. I walked through the aisles of books and couldn't help but stare at everything. My gaze traveled from the mural on the ceiling to the portraits lining the walls, to the glistening chandeliers, and to the books resting on the shelves. I was so busy taking in the beauty of the breathtaking library that I didn't even notice the girl sitting on the floor. I walked right into her and fell to the ground. "Ow," I groaned. I slowly sat up and looked up at the girl. She wore a light pink dress with poofy sleeves and a flower crown rested on her brown hair. She quickly stood up with a scared look and tightened her grip on the book that she was holding. "Oh, hi," I said. "Who are you?"
"I'm Elle. And you?"
"What are you doing here?"
"I'm looking for a book."
"No, what are you doing in my castle? How do you even get in?"
"Castle? We're not in a castle."
"Yes, we are."
"I think I would know where I am. I was literally just in a bookstore and the lady gave me the key to come here."
"What? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?"
"But how did you get here?"
"I literally just told you."
"But this library has no door leading to the kingdom." And the bookstore is not close to the castle, so I don't know how you could have come from the bookstore. Kingdom. This is New York. What is New York? I smacked my head with my palm in disbelief. Where do you think we are? Brazilian? Where's that? Here. Well, obviously, where on Earth is it? Earth? Yes, Earth, the place we live. I've only heard of Earth from the stories I've read. What? Realization washed over me. I read enough fantasy books and watched enough movies to know what was going on. I sighed. Listen, what's your name? Amelia? Okay, Amelia. Long story short, I went into a bookstore and the owner sent me to this place. I'm from Earth, which is a planet. We stood in silence for a moment. Amelia kept on fidgeting with her arms. Could you go now? She asked in her soft voice. Go? It's weird having a stranger in my castle. Oh yeah, of course. I started walking away, but then turned around. Wanna come with me? Why? Well, I realized that I have no idea how to get out of here, and I would love to have a tour guide. I really would prefer just to stay in here. But to get out, go straight until you reach the ballroom, and then turn left, right, and left. Okay. It was really nice meeting you, by the way. I was almost at the library's exit when Amelia tapped me on the shoulder. Royal family is responsible for the safety and well-being of all visitors, so if anything happens to you, it's my responsibility. So I'll come with you. Royal family? You're a princess? She nodded. That is so cool. She laughed. Thanks. We walked through the sophisticated hallways and through the elegant ballroom and then to the grand staircase. Every room and hallway we entered never failed to amaze me. I always figured that castles would be pretty and fancy and magical, but nothing could prepare me for how beautiful the inside of a castle actually was. I could see the exit and entrance doors from there, but for some reason we stopped. Aren't those the doors to leave? Yes, but we cannot go out that way. Why? Well, the guards know that you didn't enter the castle through these doors, so they'll be suspicious if you walk through them to leave. Makes sense. So, how are we gonna leave? I'm not sure. Do you have a tree or something we could climb out of? I'm not going to climb out of a tree. Why? It's dangerous. Oh, you'll be fine. We went to her bedroom and it was the fanciest teenage girl's bedroom I'd ever seen. She had a rose pink bed with a canopy of the same color. There was a white and gold bookshelf, a portrait of what I assumed was her family, and a cat with wings sleeping in a tiny pet bed on the floor. Your cat is adorable. Thank you. I went over to the window and saw that we were now on the side of the castle away from the guard's view. There was a large, fluffy, light blue tree right outside her window, so I opened it and started to climb out. What if we fall? Amelia blurted out. But what if we don't? I could see her fidgeting with her arms. Hey, you're not gonna fall, okay? I opened the window and started to climb out. The leaves were unusually fluffy and the branches were pretty smooth. I was on the ground in about 2 minutes. I looked up and saw Amelia standing by the window. I shouted up at her, come on. Well, now that you're out, I can just go out the front door. Amelia, come on, you got this. You're not gonna fall. Besides, if you do, the tree's fluffy enough to break your fall, and I'm here to catch you. She took a deep breath, stepped onto the ledge of her window, and jumped into the tree. I waited for 5 minutes before she came down. Yay, you didn't fall. She laughed. No, I didn't. We walked into the town and it was magical. I figured it would be magical considering it was a kingdom on another planet, but it was so surreal. It was like walking into the pages of a book. There were cobblestone streets, fairies, witches, and goblins, and elves. The smell of the bakery drifted through the air. There were no cars or bikes or even any carriages. There were children in the square dancing and playing games. Dragons were soaring through the bright blue sky, and the golden sun shined through the cotton candied colored clouds. Okay, am I dreaming, or is this actually real? No, it is real. What is this place? I said in complete awe. It's amazing. I know. I come here almost every day to sit and read, and I still can't get over how great it is. We walked through the town, and almost everyone there greeted Amelia. She was the princess, after all. We walked towards the edge of the kingdom and came across a river. It was probably the bluest river I'd ever seen. Fish of all different colors were swimming through it, mermaids were chatting by the edge of the water, and birds kept on flying in and out trying to get their next meal. This place has mermaids too? Yeah. Okay, I am now fully convinced that I have died, and this is heaven. She laughed. You're not dead, I promise. Past the river was a forest filled with colorful trees. Let's go there, I said as I pointed to the forest. Oh, I've actually never been in there. All the more reason to go. Maybe we could just stay in the town. I like it here. You seem to like it here. Oh, come on, it'll be fun. She looked down at the ground and started fidgeting with her fingers again, grabbed her arm and smiled at her. It's fine. It's a whole new place just waiting to be explored. The forest was much farther than it looked, and after about an hour of walking, we finally made it. It was even more stunning up close. The trees of numerous different colors sparkled in the evening sky. Berries were flying in the cool air, birds singing the loveliest song I had ever heard. Family of elves were gardening, too. We walked through the forest until we came across a glistening, clear blue waterfall leading into a calm river. There were fish in this river, too, but no mermaids. I smiled and said, "This is gorgeous." Amelia gazed at the beauty surrounding us, taking it all in. "It is," she softly said. "Can't believe I've never been here before." I walked to the river's edge and put my hand in the water. It was nice and cool, and the water was pretty deep. I pointed up at one of the cliffs above the river. It wasn't too high, maybe around 15 feet. "Want to go cliff jumping?" "That seems dangerous." "Oh, you'll be fine." "That seems to be your answer for everything." "Well, it's true. But I'm not wearing my swimming suit, so I probably can't." "You go. I'll just wait down here." I shrugged. "Okay." I walked through the water to get to the other side of the river and found an incline leading to the cliff. I was at the top when Amelia shouted at me. "Please don't die. Remember, I have responsibility for the well-being of everyone in the kingdom and visitors." I laughed. "I promise I'm not gonna die." I took a few steps back to get a running head start, and then I jumped. The river wasn't wide, rather long, so I couldn't jump too far, otherwise I would land on the ground. I splashed into the water, and a cool sensation washed over me. Once I surfaced, I swam to where Amelia was sitting, a few feet away from the river's edge. "That was so fun," I told her as I exited the water. "You should try it." I squeezed the water out of my shirt and pants, but they were still pretty wet. "I'm fine here. I'm gonna go again." "Why don't you just stay here and enjoy the nature?" "What's exciting about that?" "Nothing, but not every moment needs to be exciting for Tep Value." We sat in silence, listening to the sounds of nature. Amelia got up and walked to the edge of the water. "You gonna jump now?" I asked her. She knelt down and picked up two flowers. One was white, the other was orange. Then she walked back over to me. "Here," she said as she handed me the orange one. "It's a carnation." "Why are you giving it to me?" "Orange carnations represent adventure, and you seem very adventurous." "Oh, thanks." I pointed to the white flowers she was holding. "That one's a daisy, right?" "Yeah. They're my favorite flowers. Plus, they're really peaceful and calming, which I appreciate." She put the daisy in her flower crown, and I set the carnation in my hair, too. Suddenly, we heard a deafening roar. We turned around and saw a white, majestic dragon perched on a rock, staring at us. I turned and saw Amelia's eyes overcome with fear. "What do we do?" I whispered to her through clenched teeth. If there was anything I knew from all the fantasy books I had read, it was that you shouldn't make any quick or sudden movements around dragons. However, this was reality, so I wasn't sure how accurate that information would be. I don't know, she whispered back in a frightened tone. Why don't you talk to it? You are the princess, after all. I'm sure he or she won't hurt you. I don't think it knows that I'm the princess. I took a deep breath and slowly walked towards it. Its sharp eyes were staring straight into my soul. Hi, I said. I extended my arm to pet its scaly exterior. You're beautiful. It roared right in my face and did not have the best breath. I'm not going to hurt you, I promise. I reached my arm closer and it allowed me to pet it. I could feel that he or she calmed down and became less tense. Turned around and shouted to Amelia, come on, it's not going to hurt you. She reluctantly started walking towards me. I grabbed her hand and put it against the dragon's scaly skin. She smiled at the dragon and it picked her up and tossed her on its back. Then it did the same to me. It took off and we were holding on for dear life. I don't know how fast we were flying, but it was definitely faster than any roller coaster I'd ever been on. I've been on tons of roller coasters in my life. I couldn't see anything except flashes of yellow, pink, blue, and orange, but the sensation was thrilling. The breeze rushed through my hair, the scent of all the plant life below filled my nose, and even though Amelia was screaming her lungs out, and we were definitely going over 100 miles per hour, it felt really calm up there. It felt like nothing else in the world mattered. It felt as though everything else was paused, and it was just me in that moment at complete and utter peace. After about 5 minutes of flying, we landed on a cliff. There were no plants or trees up there, no animals or magical creatures. It was just the soft green grass, the dragon, Amelia, and me. Me and Amelia walked to the cliff's edge and sat down. Below we could see the whole kingdom. By this point in time, it was almost night. The sun had almost finished setting, so the sky was a mixture of purple and pink and orange and yellow. I could already see some stars in the sky, which was nice because I didn't get to see much stars living in New York City. I could see the castle in the distance where we started our day. I saw the enchanted forest, and from way up here, everything looked right. This tiny kingdom was filled with possibilities. Even in the small town square, where it seemed as though nothing exciting could happen, there were so many more people and creatures to meet. There's so many things not explored. I noticed that there are many people gathered in the town square, more than previously in the day. I could faintly see them setting up booths and putting up lanterns. What's going on down there? I asked Amelia. She looked to where I was pointing and said, I don't know. She didn't say anything else for a moment. I can't believe I've never been up here before, Amelia said. I can't believe I've never seen all of this before. I've lived here my entire life, 18 years, and I haven't seen any of this, and it's all so beautiful. Why? I don't know. I guess I'm so used to being stuck in my books. I enjoy my books. I live in my books and through the characters and through their stories. I hadn't realized all that I was missing. Aren't you glad I made you come out here with me today? I said as I shoved her shoulder with my shoulder. She smirked. I guess so. The sun finally set and the glowing crescent moon rose to its place in the sky. The silver stars shimmered in the midnight blue background. I looked down at the town again. The lanterns lit up the square and I could vaguely hear music coming from there. I saw some people and creatures dancing, and the scent of food lingered in the air. I guess they were having some sort of festival party thing. We laid on the grass looking at the stars above. As much as I loved chaotic adventures and doing exciting things, there was something amazing about that moment too. It was peaceful and like something out of a movie. Sure, it wasn't crazy like riding dragons, but it was still pleasant. This is nice, I said to Amelia. It's very nice, and way better than looking at the stars from out of my castle window. We laid in silence for a moment. Then Amelia said, Can I ask you something?
Sure.
How are you so fearless?
What do you mean?
Everything we did today scared me, and it didn't seem to faze you.
Oh, I don't know. I don't like to let fear stop me from doing exciting things, you know? Last thing I want is to look back on my life and realize that there were so many things I never got to do. That's like one of my biggest fears. So when the opportunity presents itself, I'd just like to go for it.
Wow, that's deep. I chuckled. Thanks.
As I looked up at the stars, reflecting on what I had said, I realized that there were still so many things I never got to do. I never got to just sit back and enjoy life and the simplicities of every day. I've never even gone stargazing before today. It was as simple as looking up at the stars and relaxing on the grass, and I'd never done it before. It was either doing something exciting and crazy or finding that adventure in a book. I took in the moment again, just enjoying it, not waiting for the next thing to happen, not wishing for something new to explore. I was just there, and everything was stunning just how it was. I suddenly saw a glow out of the corner of my eye. I got up and turned around, and so did Amelia.
Why is there a door here? She asked me.
I paused momentarily and then remembered what that woman said. The way back will be easy once you will be easy to find once you get what you need. I guess I did get what I needed, even if it wasn't a book.
It's my way back home, I told her.
Oh, right. I could hear the sadness in her voice. I forgot you don't live here.
Yeah.
I went over and hugged her. Thank you for today. Seriously, I'm so glad I met you.
Really? Why?
Because you taught me something really important.
Well, I should be thanking you because you gave me the most exciting day of my entire life.
We let go of the hug and I started to walk away. I took the key from my pocket and opened the door, and I saw that it didn't bring me back to the bookstore. It led into my dorm room. I looked back and told her, Hey, I need you to promise me something.
What?
I know doing the same stuff you've always done is comfortable, but it's good to have adventures sometimes. I saw your smile once the dragon landed, and I saw you pining at the festival below. She blushed. And I don't know if we'll ever see each other again, but just make sure not to have any regrets in life. I know that fantasy books give us the most exciting adventures, but do the things that excite your soul too, besides reading fantasy books. She smiled and nodded. I promise. I smiled back, and I was about to walk through the door when I quickly turned around. I took the carnation out of my hair and gave it to her.
Why are you giving this to me?
Well, you said that orange carnations represent adventure, so it's for all your future adventures. She smiled and took the carnation.
Well, I guess I can't have two flowers.
She took the daisy out of her hair and gave it to me. Something you can remember this world by.
Oh, trust me, nothing can ever make me forget this place, not even if I had my memory wiped.
She smiled and laughed, and so did I. I took one last glance at this unbelievably stunning world. The clear midnight blue sky with the shimmering stars, the dragon sleeping behind us, the white castle, the fantastical creatures, everything. As I was taking everything in one last time and looking back on this day, I found that I wasn't only thinking about the exciting stuff we did, like ride a dragon. I was thinking more about what I had seen. Thinking about the stars and sitting by the river and just walking through the town square enjoying the beauty of this world. I held the daisy tightly, waved back to Amelia, and then walked through the door. The door shut behind me as soon as I stepped inside my dorm room. I put the daisy in one of my mugs that held my pens and pencils, got ready for bed, and then went to sleep.
The next day, I got up, got changed, and went to the lobby. With my AirPods in my ears, I walked to a coffee shop to get some breakfast, and then headed to a park. I sat down on one of the benches, sipped my coffee, and ate my bagel with Taylor Swift playing in my ears. For the first time in a long time, I wasn't thinking about the next exciting thing I would do. I was just living in the moment and taking it for what it was. I looked around the park and saw parents pushing their kids on the swings, a group of people dancing to the music, the musician was playing, the pigeons were eating the leftovers on the floor, and some squirrels were scampering through the trees. Someone was doing a magic trick for the kids, and people just walking and enjoying the scenery. There were so many things I hadn't noticed about this place, and so many simple life experiences I had yet to have. I sat back, took a whiff of the New York air, instantly regretted it, and then thought to myself, this world fits me perfectly. So that is the story, A Carnation and a Daisy. I really hope you all enjoyed it. This was a nice coming-of-age, sweet fantasy story. I know this one didn't have much of a conflict or a resolution, but I really wanted to write it, and I hope you all enjoyed it too. And there will be some amazing stories for you guys in the future. We're gonna have a mix of everything. We're gonna have some adventure. I'm gonna try and do some mystery and, like, horror for you guys. Maybe a little bit of like YA or romance. So we're gonna try a bit of everything. And I hope you all enjoyed this story because I really enjoyed writing it. And I really hope you guys will stick with me throughout this entire podcast and listen to the stories that I really love to write, and I hope you all will enjoy it too. Again, make sure to follow on Instagram at Lost in the Stars Podcast, periods instead of spaces between the words, and please subscribe if you like this, and please leave a 5-star review and a comment, and share this with your friends if you think that they will enjoy listening to stories, listening to my stories. But yeah, I hope you liked it, and I will see you next week on Lost in the Stars Podcast. Bye, guys!